On Sunday last past, I was at St. Thomas Acres Church in London at a sermon, and there on the north side of the church, I spied certain windows whereof is pictured the life of St. Thomas, and especially I noticed a superstitious and a popish remembrance in the absolution of the king that was, in that time it pertains, set forth, that be diverse monks portrayed with rods in their hands, and the king kneeling naked before a monk as he should be beaten at the shrine of St. Thomas. This manner I have seen in diverse places, and I have heard pardoners set forth in the declarations of the pardon of St. Thomas diverse paintings, wherefore he was slain, in that he died resisting the king at that time. One is that he would not grant that whosoever set his child to school should pay a tribute, also that priests or clerks should be judged of any layman who they call secular judges. These words, with divers others, remaining in the people's heads, which they call the Articles of St. Thomas and Liberties of the Church of England, with such pictures, shall be a great hindrance to the contention of the king's subjects, unless by your wisdom you be good to help herein. Also another obstacle, that is, the friars mendicants living by the alms of the king's subjects, they oft-times send forth limiters, which be unlearned and without discretion, conforming themselves to the fashion of the people, and when they come to the aged and simple, they drive them with their words into admiration and wonder, saying on this manner, "Hey, father, or sister, what a world is this that was not so in your father's days? You may see this is a perilous world. They will have no pilgrimage." They will not. We should pray to saints, or fast, or do any good deeds. Our Lord have mercy on us. I will live as my forefathers have done, and I am sure your fathers and friends were good, and they have followed them hither toward. Therefore, I pray you, continue as ye have done, and believe as your friends and fathers did. Whatsoever these new fellows do say and do for yourself, will ye be here? Thus they do much hurt against the truth, and the contention of the king's subjects, and will do, except they be other ways provided for, that they may no more so scatter abroad. In this, if you be anything to be noted for reformation, I trust that shall not be needful much to move you that too, and if it be nothing worthy to be noted, I pray you accept my intents and pardon my readiness.